Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. And thank you, Jeff Rentz, for carrying USA Prepares on the Rentz Radio Network. Ron Gibson, thank you for posting us on the Ron Gibson channel on Odyssey and BitChute. And thank you, Todd Waite, for putting USA Prepares on Global Star Radio Network, the satellite network. Rich Eben's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing today?
You know, that was one of the things I want to talk to you about, Rich. You know, for over a week, I have been running a fever, been just not up to par. I was down like, you know, in the teens in terms of percent viable to maybe in the single digits to, you know, close to maybe 80% today. And so the one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, class, was what would happen if that happened to you and your family? Are you prepared? And when I say that, I mean it. For example, what happens when a storm's coming, like California, this massive torrential downpour? It washed away roads, power lines, flipped over trees, dropped trees on cars. It demolished pretty much everything in its path. Cars were swallowed by mud, slid down the hill. I mean, I've never seen such a wrinkled mess of a car as I've seen with these new cars that have been, small trees have fallen on them. For example, it's like tinfoil. The only reason these things crumple that easily and that way is because they're so thin, which means a lot of things. So in between the lines of what I'm saying is, could you ride something like that out? What are you doing living there in the first place? And you look at these houses on hillsides. Who in their right mind would want to climb these hills, even in beautiful weather? I don't get it, why people are living packed like that. And I guess so they can pay high taxes and be oppressed by the governor. I don't get it. That's one thing. The other thing is food. You know, when our whole family's taken down by this fever and chills and nausea and massive headache and our get up and go, got up and left. Put all that together. How do you survive that if you're not prepared? So nobody had to go out to the store for anything. Nobody. For over a week. And, you know, if it goes on for another month, well, it's going to be okay too. We still don't have to go out. And we're not going to. Because we're prepared. Are you prepared for that same kind of eventuality? Now, I know Rich is. And I know your fellow instructors are. I know that. And I know many of you are. But it could happen. It really could happen. It could be something as random as a job loss. The boss has a lousy day and says, that's it, let's fire him. And you get fired. Not your fault, just that the boss had a lousy day and you decided that you were the closest thing to beat up. So you get thrown out. Now what? Okay, the paycheck stops. Are you okay? Do you have food and shelter and all that in place until you land back on your feet? These are the things that we try to get everyone in our class prepared for. So, in sickness and in health, good times, bad times, and random walk, which is unexpected events that happen. Now, did California know that a storm was coming? Yeah, they did. They knew it was coming. They got the, you know, a week's heads up. They knew storms are coming anyway. They just don't know exactly when. But they got a week's warning on this one. Was it enough time? I don't know. It seems to me that people were caught unaware. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know how people can get up in the morning, put their shoes on, go through the day and not see what's right in front of them. I don't get it. I really don't get it. But here we are. So, Rich, today we're going to talk about preparing and our families, and everything's broken, including relationships. I'm talking about young people meeting young people, trying to find a spouse. Gosh, that's got to be awful. How do you do it? How do you find that right person when it used to be that you went to school together? You went to elementary school together. You went to middle school together. You went to high school together. Maybe you went to college together. Maybe you had an employment position where you worked together for a while and saw each other and then decided that, boy, there's a lot of commonality here. Maybe you ought to go have lunch. And then maybe ultimately things get serious and you ultimately get married. But how do you do that when jobs are remote? When people get fired at the drop in an instant? How does that happen when there's no security? How does that happen when you can't plan anything because the government is incompetent at every level? Mixed signals. How can you meet someone in school when the schools are closed? How can you meet someone when the government is complicit in building a massive biological weapon to kill us all? And they shut down the businesses and the schools and the churches and pretty much everything else. And then you have to wear a mask. And then you see someone and you say, boy, you know, I'll bet you're really pretty under that thing. But I have no idea. Because I can't see your face. Or your hands because you got gloves on. Rich, what a mess, right?
Well, it is. And look, we're reaping the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. So when you sign up to be recruited as a follower, not a thinker, don't expect any justice for you or your country. And that's the reason for all this treason, sedition, death, destruction, a lack of accountability. I mean, all the people in charge, whether doesn't matter if it's any part of the state or federal government, academia, education, big corporations, the big tech, big pharma, the whole medical field, the whole Wall Street, rule of law, any social institution or technological institution has been infected with psyops, corruption, racketeering, making dishonest money, all for the purpose of consolidating power, money, and control for the globalist world elite. So there's no confidence in the system when our so-called experts and official authorities no longer have credibility. And basically, they've betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their professions, especially as with the many, many examples I've given over the years, judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, the whole works. So we're in a situation right now. In fact, what we're going to be talking about today, folks, Vince was talking some subsets. It's basically the main category is about the psyops of being played, being conned, being duped, and allowing the distractions, the dumbing down, and the divide and conquer strategies to occur. And I, as usual, Vince, I don't like to give my opinion. I like to give published information in the public domain. So when you want me to start, because and my bullet points are going to be a little more brief today, people, because Vince and I are together and I have a lot less time. I'm still going to give context to my analysis and my comments based on these public articles, interviews, and video clips in the public domain. However, I'm not going to spend as much time as I normally do. So, Vince, without any further ado, would you like me to just start, and then I'll give my comments, and you can give yours, and wherever I will.
Yeah, I just
off,
have one,
pick up
one, one point. Just one point. So, Rich, in class, when you meet somebody, let's say it were at a picnic, not your picnic, somebody else's picnic, and you're invited because, well, you're a friend of the person who has the backyard. So you're at this backyard picnic and everything's good, and you meet some new people, and you're smiling, everything's good, it's sunshiny and nice summer day. And the question is, so what do you do? I mean, isn't that the question? So what do you do, Bob? And Bob says, well, I work for the government. Really? Huh. Well, what do you do, Bob? Well, you know, I work for and it doesn't matter what the department is. Do you hold that person in esteem anymore? The person who just said he works for the government? Do you hold him in esteem? Or do you think, what a snake. I thought I liked that guy for like the first 10 seconds. But he works for the government. So obviously, he's watching, he's reporting, he's a snake in the grass. Is that the case, or am I wrong? Rich, any quick comments before we continue?
Well, you got to remember, first of all, most of these people have been psychologically profiled and hired to basically sell out the sovereignty and freedom and liberty and rule of law of their own people for their own personal benefits. Now, keep in mind, if they're a federal government employee, this was created by the states to serve and protect the people regarding life, liberty, and property. They're not doing their job. It's just like today's judges. How many times have you heard people give an oath before the court and they say they promise to tell the whole truth, tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, something like that? Today, those words are a joke. And when you tell the truth, you get demonetized and prosecuted. So, this is why, I have a little more time when I monologue, but 99% of government workers, especially federal government, should be whistleblowers. We need accountability. We need responsibility. If we don't start having the same, at least standing for principle, I got three different subsets under that. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. We're not even close. The second is truth. We're not even in the same hemisphere. And third, and people ask me about this all the time, if somebody has less consequences for their behaviors because of what they do, because of their group, you get to do it too. That's the law. And people ask, well, why did I throw that in there? Because do you know how many hundreds, if not thousands, of hypocrisies, double standards I've given over the 13 years on national radio? This is why I'm always calling for practice with your preach laws. But the intellectual laziness of our so-called leaders, don't forget about these terms, democracy, leaders, official authorities, experts, accreditation. Most of these people are sellouts. They're traitors. They're snitchers, tattletales, posers, ass-kissers that promote weakness to purposely lower the bars of standards and qualifications for a job. They're selling the globalist elite talking points and narratives, which means you are not getting representation. The people are no longer getting it. I have so much information, Vince, I don't even know where to start this morning. We'll be right back here.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheep is with us. And he's live in Montana. He lives off-grid. As you know, he's been with us here at USA Prepares for, it's going on 14 years. Rich, I had a question. If a person, and of course, class, I'm not advocating this, but if a person was caught pouring a quart of motor oil, engine oil, into a body of water, let's say it's a reservoir, and that person was spotted by someone in a uniform, let's say parks or fish and wildlife or EPA or something like that. Rich, what do you think would happen?
Think, well, you know, it's really funny. And, folks, Vince and I don't have setups. We don't have anything that we discuss in order to sell a narrative, okay, unless it's something that are major topics that need to be discussed. But I know someone who did that. Well, I know somebody who reported somebody who did it. DEQ got involved, the whole works. Somebody was pouring oil on their driveway, and it leached into other people's wells. A lot of destruction. Guess what happened to them? Absolutely nothing. Government, if they only do their job if they go for going after certain people. They care more about, they don't care about shams, they don't care about crimes, they don't care about scams, they don't care about any of this stuff. What they really care about is their paycheck and pension, and that's it. So we truly are, when I say we are no longer the United States of America, we are the divided groups of scams, corruption, fraud, treason, lawlessness, and wokeness. So basically, hardly anybody's doing their job unless they're going after somebody like the little people, like us, who doesn't have, you know, some type of victim group or protectionist group status. But if things get tough, they don't want to do their job. And that's exactly what happens. So if you or I did something because we're on talk radio, heck, they're going to set us up to get some to make us guilty. And that's part of the psyops.
Okay, so
but for the average person,
yeah,
it all depends on how difficult it is. But these people don't care. They can't get fired. Vince, a government worker,
there's a road.
Has no accountability. They cannot get fired.
There's a road in the Commonwealth of Virginia, in Charlotte. I believe it's either Charlotte County or Prince Edward County. It's right on the line of those two counties. And I used to drive past this road. It's called Mud Dusty Road. Mud Dusty Road. Mud Dusty Road. And people used to complain. It was so dusty. It's just a dirt road. And in dry weather, a vehicle, would, car, truck would drive down it, and it'd be a trail of dust, just kind of like Bonnie and Clyde in a chase, you know, with the agents behind them. The county government would bring a truck, and they would oil the road. They would bring a truck with, let's say, 1,000 gallons of used engine oil.
And they would have these spray nozzles. That's a little different, Vince. We have places in Montana that have a lot of dusty roads, and they do that as well.
Yeah.
Because just to keep the dust down in the neighborhood.
But here's the point. It's okay to spray oil on the road, but it's not okay to spray or pour oil on a driveway, right? Now, I know a guy who lives... Lives right down the road from Mud Dusty Road. He has a business. And his business has a parking lot. And people would pull off a paved road into his parking lot for his business, and they would park pointing the vehicle in, straight in. And then when they back out to leave, there might be a drop of oil. But over the years, over, let's say, 15 years, there are these round oil spots right under the engine of all the vehicles that park in the same spots over and over and over and over again. So let's say there's 15 spots. He was telling me that the EPA came around and said, look at this, see this, these oil spots? You're going to have to tear up your entire parking lot, and we're going to bring in a truck, and we're going to incinerate your blacktop because of the oil drops on your parking lot, which is right down the road from where thousands of gallons of oil are sprayed on a dirt road. Two sets of standards.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Radical Islamist militias linked to Iran have only seen the beginning of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes, so says the Pentagon.
And there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
U.S. airstrikes hit dozens of targets across multiple days this past weekend. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder confirmed there were enemy casualties but offered few other details. Britain's King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and will postpone public engagements while he receives treatment. Vedant Patel, spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
Thoughts are with the king. This is really with the king and his family. That's sad news, and hope that actually that's very sad, and I'm very sorry for the king and his family.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles has already begun treatments. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, in the public domain, you've seen stories of people taking a motor oil, a quart, and dumping it into a reservoir, and that person being arrested as a terrorist, you know, contaminating the public municipal water supply. How is that different from the CEO of USA authorizing flights dumping hundreds of millions of tons of aluminum, barium, strontium in the atmosphere, which lands in that same water supply? Now, what would you call a person that did that? Would that person be a terrorist? You know, because he wears a suit and he stumbles? And he's confused, and he's a plagiarist, and he stole another guy's wife. Is that okay? Because he's done all those other things? Rich, what I'm saying is, how is it possible that our military, under the supervision of the CEO, the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, is allowed to poison the planet. How is that possible? Is that treason? Is that being a traitor? What is that, Rich?
I have so many articles here today, which I could tell you right now, I'm going to be getting to it next week, on hypocrisy and double standards. And unless the people start calling it out for what it is, it's not going to happen because no one's really doing their job. It's just like this, Schumer from New York who threatens to send U.S. troops to fight Russia and Iran unless Republicans agree to his $100 billion world aid bill. This isn't a world aid bill. This is an American surrender bill. What he's doing is literally blackmailing and threatening the American people. That's what's going on. Look, there's hypocrisies all over the place. And I've got so many articles, Vince, because I like to use examples. I don't want it to just, come from my opinion. So when you're ready, I would like to rattle off some of this stuff.
Well, I thought that was an example.
Well, it is an example. It is an example. And I've got hundreds of them. different topics, different strokes for different folks, and different people get triggered by certain topics, and others don't.
Yeah.
And it just
frosts me. It frosts me that the planet is suffering ecocide, omnicide. And the generally dumb public is just looking up and they don't understand. They don't pay attention. They need to pay attention. Because when it gets down to it, Rich, when you and I and the other instructors at USA prepares who are in the food producing business, we're not going to be able to help these people. We're going to say, you know what? What's the matter with you? We've been telling you for 14 years, wake up.
Yeah. Vince,
grow your own food.
You know, and since you kind of touched on health a little bit, man, I have so much on that. You know, Edward Dowd basically says U.S. excess deaths are up staggering 22% among 1 to 14-year-olds, and that's because of the vaccine. You know, the NIH, that now there's an NIH lab in Montana linked to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, found to be carrying out risky research in Montana. This is Hamilton, Montana. For those of you in the Bitterroot, you better speak up. And even in Montana, the Child Protective Services are stealing people's kids from homes because they want to, before they're adults, change their gender and transition. There's a lot of 10% of food stamps are going to soda. COVID injections confirmed the weakened immunity caused brain disorders and cancer. We've given so much evidence of, so basically this is neurological and autoimmune right here, and then there's also blood clots and cardiovascular, which is the biggest thing. How come people aren't in uproar when you've been poisoned by a bioweapon? Thousands of Americans are being prosecuted for forging COVID-19 vaccination status. Vince, just little old me, I've given in the thousands of evidence, of facts, of proof that this was a bioweapon. 20 million people already worldwide have died, never mind all the ones that have all these morbidities. I mean, even COVID-19 masks provide no protection during pandemics, as the British government. You know, Fauci admitted to this. He admitted to social distancing being a farce. This is what I prepared for today, Vince, was proof that people have been played. They've been conned. They've been duped. And I think one of the biggest obstacles in our way with this is how the powers that be are controlling people emotionally, motivating them. It's not just money and blackmail, but it's also fear, pride, ego, and saving face. This is part of a cognitive dissonance program. And until people realize that they've been used, We're not going to get out of this, folks. I mean, basically, you know, Vince, you mentioned the federal government earlier, and you basically, when you look at job growth, and you touched on economics, job growth are mostly going to foreign-born immigrants and government spending or government jobs. Even Catherine Austin Fitz, I listened to her whole hour interview on Greg Hunter on USA Watchdog. Basically, she says, well, first of all, when you look, you got to look at the manipulations, okay? You got to remember the word revisions. It's a before and after word. So they change everything to sell a narrative. But Catherine Austin Fitz said the federal government is not obeying the law. I'm basically paraphrasing some of her words. It's pretty close to quotes. She said that the federal government has violated the financial laws grossly, and they're operating as a criminal enterprise. So what we need to do, Vince, we need to get people realizing how they've been played. You know, I have all this stuff on economy, too. And, wow, we got to remember that most of these people who've been bribed and blackmailed, they're aligned with the Great Reset, the stock market farce, the big banks, and they're on board with the globalists stealing elections and creating a communist-style takeover of America. It's not just the feds, the NGOs, the UN, the World Economic Forum, the WHO. They're funding everything through your taxes. What I'd like to do one of these days, Vince, is go back to, remember years ago I used to give, excuse me, a lot of lectures on economics. We need to go back to 101, time leverage, debt, cash flow, value, liquidity, solvency, principal, equity, and talk about the importance of bullion depository and coordinating with private vaults to work with the states. Because we don't have a plan B in America. And that's what we need, because this is a plan across the board in every way to collapse America and collapse the Western world. Vince?
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, Rich, I'm just outraged that we are being lied to at every turn. I'm outraged that the government, you were talking about the jobs numbers. The only increase in any job numbers that I've seen are part-time jobs, no full-time jobs. And I know young people, we can even talk about this. And these are facts. I know young people who are trying to get a job, and they can't get one. They will apply to a company, and the company will say, fill out this form on the internet, you'll apply online, and then they get to the next level and then take this test, and then they get to the next level, take this more advanced test, and then a telephone interview is set up, and then a scenario is set up, and okay, write a paper on how you would respond to this research that we want you to do, and then they hear that, oh, you we love you. And then they never hear from the company again. So the companies drag them along for a week or two or 3 weeks. This happens over and over and over again.
Yeah, I've got the article right in front of me. I was going to get to it in about 5 minutes. Basically, Yahoo Finance.
Well, I'm not talking.
Most jobs are part-time. And you know, humor. Sanders says that most workers are living paycheck to paycheck, but there's a but, Vince. But Biden should win because the economy is really doing well. You see, this is part of the gaslighting that they tell you. And yet, at the same time, Biden has eliminated basically LNG exports, which is natural gas, liquid natural gas. And so you better expect more job losses and higher inflation. But at the same time, people got to understand what's going on. Biden makes great coal great again as exports soar to India. See, India and especially China, not only can they run coal, but they can even start coal plants. We have to call out these hypocrisies and double standards. This is real. I mean, this is also almost treason against our own people. I mean, we're living a sham system. We have to call out the double standards and hypocrisies here, Vince. So, again, when all of our job growth is going to foreign-born immigrants and government spending and government jobs, and then manipulating numbers through the word revisions, I mean, it's an obvious collapse of our system. And that's part of why we always talk about wokeism. Because wokeism is planned. It's in their playbook. I've read a lot of their speeches and excerpts from their books and their literature. And, you know, like right here, American Psychological Association claims merit-based hiring is unfair in the new study. So basically they're saying they need to get rid of qualifications. That's exactly what this article says. So forget about experts. That's what I'm trying to connect these dots, folks. You can get anybody to say anything if they get paid and get a grant to do it. Look at the donors. Look at the grants. Look at the subsidies. Look at the money printing, special interest, lobbyists, PACs. Look at where the incentives are coming, because most people are bought and paid for and blackmailed. You know, you got to remember, woke is basically when the powers that be, it's in their paperwork, just like eliminating family, eliminating individualism. I have quoted and paraphrased a lot of this to our listeners. Wokeism is to purposely collapse society by putting the least qualified people in charge of everything. I mean, let me give you a few examples here, Vince. California school drops $250 on woke kindergarten program to disrupt whiteness. Guess what? Guess what? All the grades for every group went down even further. Here's another one. All-woman SWAT team shows that equality is working. This is such an embarrassing clip. It was a competition, and the woman SWAT team, they couldn't even cross this swing. They couldn't gain enough momentum.
I mean, how much was spent in California? That's $250,000, right? $250,000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Sheetman's with this class, and you know, we're talking about double standards, and part of it is, you know, how is the federal government heated? How are their buildings heated? Well, in Washington, D.C., or Deceit, there are buildings around the Supreme Court, the Library of Congress, and there's other buildings in what they call the Capitol Complex. There's 19 other buildings besides the Supreme Court and the United States Capitol. And there's a power plant and a heating plant. It's called the Capitol Power Plant. And it generates heat that is pumped under the street to these buildings to heat them. So what do they use? Well, they use natural gas backed up by coal. Now, to make things more efficient, this system was announced around 2013 that the power would be additional electricity would be supplied by what's called a cogeneration plant. So they're going to generate some electricity. And they're going to do that with coal and oil. And probably natural gas. And this is what's reported. Now, they're not going to tell us exactly how they're going to do it, because I'm sure they would say that is something that's in the interest of national security. But what I did say is what is reported. So here we have Joe and company saying, don't y'all be using that gas stove because it pollutes. But they're using the same gas to heat the federal government's buildings, along with coal. Double standards. Now, if they don't want you to have, and by the way, in the White House, I did some research and I wanted to see how do they make their pizza. They have a pizza oven, gas powered. How do they cook, you know, for Joe and company, you know, in the White House? They have gas fired commercial stoves and ovens, gas fired. And how does Kamala bake for Christmas at her place? On a gas stove. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. The double standards. Now, these are facts. This is not just conjecture. This is not just my opinion. It was my opinion, but I verified it. It's fact. Rich?
Yeah. Well, that's what we do here. That's why I use the words fact, evidence, proof, which used to mean truth, right? I mean, this is why I'm so adamant about using published data in the public domain, folks. So it's not a personal opinion. So we're not making this up to sell you a narrative. Because what you're getting from the mainstream media in Washington, D.C. is pretty much just all propaganda, lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, setups, fraud. I mean, that's what you're getting. Here's another article right here. Harvard University chief diversity inclusion officer hit with 40 credible plagiarism accusations for tons of brand new scandals. You can't make this stuff up, people. I mean, if you don't realize that you're getting played, just like here's another one. UK environmental lobbyist says having children is selfish and prevents a moral issue due to carbon footprint. The people who are giving money to these outfits to put articles like this out there are the ones flying around on the biggest jet planes with the most miles and have probably 10,000 times the carbon footprint that you and your family combined has. You've got to look at the narratives. You've got to look at where the money's coming from. And speaking of money coming from, I listened to a whole long I listen to a lot of interviews, and I try to break it down to you in a couple of minutes, the bullet points, okay? Basically, I was watching a Tucker Carlson interview, and he was interviewing a whistleblower from Big Pharma, and they were talking about how their literal criminal enterprises, these are quotes, this is not me, and ironically, coincidentally, they were talking about GSK, which is GlaxoSmithKline, and Merck. Now, just so you know, people, you've heard, you know, those of you who are regular listeners, you know, I worked for the pharmaceutical industry for a little over 20 years. GlaxoSmithKline was the company who told me I couldn't get the specific job because it was for women only. Human Resources told me this. And I couldn't sue them because the lawyers said I didn't have enough victim group status or group self-pity points. Not making this up. It's documented. And Merck, I worked for them also. Actually, Merck hired me as the first male job share. That is in the book. I've talked about this. So what this whistleblower talked about in the Tucker Carlson interview is that in the last 5 years, these companies settled two of the largest criminal penalties in American corporation history for bribing doctors and creating misleading research. Look it up. As Vince and I always says, don't believe a word we say. Go do your own reading and research yourself. So who are the two largest vaccine makers, people? GlaxoSmithKline and Merck. So these drugs, these vaccines, are the highest funded from the taxpayers in history. Basically, what they do, when you see all these ads on television, it's not just to buy off doctors, but it's buying off news. That's what Big Pharma ads are. And if you disagree, you're anti-science, and they just throw labels and call you names. That's how that works. So when you see all these ads, Vince, the main purpose is to buy off the news. Comment?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.